He's among us. He's among us right now. Can we just all raise our hands in full surrender to God? To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. To the great I Am, to the mighty God. And just tell Him, if you want to, that you fully surrender. That you fully surrender to Him. Just tell Him right now, say, God, I fully surrender. This is a new day. I hear the Spirit of God saying, for many of you, this is a significant day. This is a day when your lives are going to be turned around. I hear the Spirit of God saying, that your life will never, ever be the same again from today. Because He said that He has stepped in this place and His power has touched somebody. yeah, God. Thank you, Lord. Somebody just said it. Say, God, I fully surrender. Lives are going to be changed today.
My hands and they held my hand and he says, no, I don't want anybody else to touch her anywhere apart from her back. Just her back. I want you to touch.
Yeah.
And I slew under the Spirit. Men and women of God, I have no back pain. No more back pain. I couldn't move, let me tell you. I couldn't turn in the bed without pain. I could not sit. And if I get up sometime, Patrick has to help me up. When I come out of the bed or the car, I have to stay like this, and then I take time and crack myself up. It's almost unbelievable, isn't it? But it's not. With God, God located me. And Pastor, the Spirit is right, because I really feel that Herman, the Lord has been dropping Herman in my spirit. I believe there's a miracle in this house. I just pass you back on to Pastor.
Herman, please come. I want the church to stand. This is an opportunity, because Jesus is right here in this house. And some of you won't know the story. I know the story. I've been living with this for a little while. But we're going to... can we command? Command his healing. Can we do that? God says, command ye me. And there are some righteous people in here. We're going to command healing in the name of Jesus. Because God has given us the power and the authority. He says, over sickness and over the devil. And in the name of Jesus today, we're going to command healing. I want every believer in this house to begin to raise their voice and command his healing in the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible. Bibles with you, if it's on your phone, if it's on your iPad, wherever it is, let's turn to Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to read from verses 1 to 12 in Matthew chapter 5. Now, when Jesus saw the crowd, he went up on a mountainside, and he sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. And he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, when they persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you." I'm not sure who I'm speaking to this morning, but I know that there are several people here who can identify with the verses that I have just read. And so the Lord has commissioned me this morning to come and to encourage you and tell you this morning that you are blessed. Amen. Are there any blessed people in the house today? Yes. Hallelujah. If you are blessed, I want you to shout a mighty yes. Yes. Some of you are blessed. If you are blessed, I want you to shout it out at the top of your voice. Are you blessed this morning?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. You see, the Bible says that that the blessings of the Lord makes a person rich. Huh? And he adds no sorrow to it. Hallelujah. If it's just that verse, I could go home right now. Proverbs 10, verse 22. So from the verses that we've just read in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus, he teaches his disciples the Beatitudes. He calls them as he retreats to the mountain, and he sits down and he teaches them the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are a number of blessings that Jesus declares. So every verse that we have just read began with the word blessed. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed in this context is indicative of happiness. Are there any people who are happy here?
Yes.
You've got to be happy after that worship. last week, my sister got married.
Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. Amen. And though they were tears, they were happy tears. Everyone in that wedding was happy. And, you know, as I was standing there and she was walking towards me, I was trying to hold back the tears. You know, when you're trying to hold it back and your lip is, you know, quivering. And the tears you don't want to come down your face, but they're coming down anyway. And we were so happy. And it's interesting, she walked out of the church with this song. And I'm thinking, yeah, this song, "Because I'm Happy." Oh, yeah. Do you know that one? The praise and worship song? How does it go? "Clap your hands if you feel that happiness is the truth, 'cause I'm..."
on a roof because I'm
Oh, you're so saved. You're so saved. You don't know these songs. And I'm ashamed of myself as a yeah.
Clap your hands if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm clap your hands if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm
of service, I'm thinking, what are you doing? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm the vicar here, and this is a Pharrell Williams song, and it's a secular song, and I'm thinking to myself, is it okay if I sing this in church? But you know what? They got their theology right. Because what she was saying, and what we were saying was, I am blessed. What we were singing about was the blessings of God. What she was saying, and what the whole church was saying, was that day, I am happy. That's what she was saying. You see, when you understand the word happiness or being blessed is indicative of happiness. Are there any happy people here today? Yes. Praise God. Are there any blessed people here today? Yes. Perhaps you can understand that a little bit more. Yes. So for those of us who practice and we live what Jesus teaches here, we will have joy in our hearts despite what we're going through. Despite the good and despite the bad, we will have joy in our hearts. I am happy today. I am blessed today. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon my life. Hallelujah. And so when we begin to read the scriptures here, you see, we see where happiness comes in. So we can say that happy are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all manner of things against you, of evil against you. Because of me. The Bible says, rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. But isn't this a contradiction in turn? Because how can you be happy when people insult you and accuse you and persecute you? You're going through life, you're doing the right things. You're walking the right way according to the Bible. You're saying the right things. You're doing the work of the kingdom. You're working hard, doing good, living right. And instead of people lifting you up and telling you how well you are doing and encouraging you, all you're getting are people trying to pull you down. I don't know if anyone has ever been in that position. Yeah. Trying to pull you down. There are persecutions on every hand and every side, and you feel like everything and everyone is against you. If you have ever been in that position, I want you to thank God right now. Yeah. Many of us have been in that position. We want to thank him for that position that we have been in, because I want to tell you something. It is a good position to be in. You are blessed in the midst of that. Whatever you're going through right now, the blessings of Almighty God is upon you. He makes you rich and he adds no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. It might not feel like it for some of you. Not from where you're standing, it doesn't look like when you know, everything is going right for you. There are blessings that will follow you. The kingdom of heaven is yours. I want some of that. A couple of Wednesdays, my sister talking about Wednesdays, a couple of Wednesdays ago, we for those of you who've never been, we have, we call it a miracle service, because I've got to tell you, every time we meet together like that, miracles happen. They do. The meeting is loud. I've got to tell you, it's loud. If you come in on a Wednesday, bring some earmuffs or something, because it's loud. And people really praise God loudly.
Hallelujah.
Bobby, amen. All we've got are a couple of tambourines and a set of congos, but we really go for it and we really praise God. And this Wednesday meeting is powerful. A couple of Wednesday meetings ago, I've got to tell you, it was so tangible. You thought this morning was tangible, but that Wednesday, a couple of Wednesdays ago, it was so tangible. It's as if you could touch Jesus. And I felt good. I really felt good in that service. And coming towards the end of the service, a man walks into the service. And I could see that he was very angry. And he was pointing at me. And he was saying, yeah, it's him. It's him. And because I was in the spirit, has anybody ever been in the spirit when you're so much in the spirit that you can't actually see what's going on earth? So I was in the spirit, and can I say, on the Lord's day, a bit like John. And he was pointing at me, and I knew that something was wrong, because I could tell by his face he was getting really angry. And so I went over to, when I came back down to earth, because I was high. I was high. Has anybody ever been high on the spirit? I'm not talking about the, you know, that spirit. But, you know, has anybody ever been high on the spirit of God? Yeah. Sunday, you know what I'm talking about. And so when I came back down to earth, I went over to him. He was pointing at me. He was getting very, very angry. And I believe what this man wanted to say to me was that I was praising God too loudly. I was just too loud praising God. And so I went over to him and I says, my brother, let's talk outside. And he says, don't touch me. Don't put your hands on me. You know, and I says, let's, because I didn't want to interrupt the meeting. And he was getting more and more angry, and I knew what was coming, because the last time I saw someone like this was a few years ago when my PA began to manifest in the office. But before she manifested, she got really angry, and her face and her whole exterior changed because of the demons in her. So I knew what was coming. So I said, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And I don't think this man knew what rebuke was. So he turned around to me and goes, no, I rebuke you. I mean, how stupid was that? I was thinking, how can you rebuke me? Does it make sense? And he began to hurl insults at me. And he called me a racist, and he called me a devil, and some other words that I cannot mention on this pulpit. So we went outside, and eventually he went. But after the episode, I got a bit concerned, because a couple of days prior, I'd received a letter from the Redbridge Council to say that they had sent letters around to the people in the vicinity to get their response for the plans for the extension, the loft extension that we were planning to do. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if this brother got a letter, he's going to put in a complaint. And so, I was a bit down. I'm going to tell you, do you know that pastors get down sometimes? You know, so I was a bit concerned, and I was striving along and thinking, Lord, what are we going to do now? But you know, I went on the site and nothing's there. Thank God. Then I was down a little. But today I want to tell you that I am up. I'm happy. I'm happy. You see, I realize, you see, that I am blessed. You see, when people insult me and persecute me and falsely say all kinds of evil against me because of Jesus, the word tells me that I should rejoice and be glad. Amen. So today, I am ecstatic, Satan. I'm so glad. You see, when I read this, I was getting so excited. You see, because then, you see, I remembered what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 54 and verse 17. He says that no weapon, Brian, he prophesied to me thousands of years ahead, and he said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue which is raised against me in judgment will be condemned. And he goes on to say, the Lord says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That only just doesn't go for me, but it goes for you here also. You are ministers of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I come to tell somebody today that no weapon formed against me, against you, shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No
you thirst after righteousness, you
you shall be satisfied. And the real question that we are faced with this afternoon is, how many of us are hungry for the things of God? How many of us are hungry for the things of God? That is the real question. You see, one of the things I like about Jesus is this, that he compares a lot of his everyday teaching to the tasks of our Christian lives. Activities just as like fishing and agriculture. And he makes it easy for us to identify with these things and to understand what he is saying. And in this verse, he uses the most common activities of life to help us to understand this message that he's saying. I think God is saying to us today, hungering and thirsting for righteousness. And Jesus uses eating and drinking. He's not referring to people whose hunger and whose thirst levels are just normal. But he's talking about people who are extremely hungry and extremely thirsty, who are craving for a drink, a craving for food. I don't know if anyone has ever been in that position. Yes. Where you're so hungry, you would do anything just to get some food and to get a drink. This is what Jesus is talking about. Jesus says that if you crave after righteousness, you will be filled. If you thirst after it, you will be filled. The Greek word used here expresses a passionate longing for something without which you cannot live without. Unless I get it now, I'm gonna die. Has anybody ever been so desperate? Unless I get it now, I'm gonna die. He said, when I look around, I walk around, I talk to people in the church and outside, and when I look and I talk to people, I wonder to myself if we, even as a church, are hungry and thirsting enough for righteousness. Because I believe if we were, I'm going to say that your life and this church would be a different place. It would be. If you're thirsty, we're hungering for righteousness. When you want nothing else but righteousness, where you will die for it, because that's where your blessing comes from. That's where your happiness is. You see, righteousness is being righteous. That's what it really means, literally. It means to be right, to be in right standing with God, to be justifiable. And it's one of the chief attributes of God as portrayed in Psalm chapter 1 and verse 5. He says, therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. You see, a person who claims to know the Lord should have works of righteousness. The Bible says that by their fruits you shall know them. It's what they portray. So if you as believers say, yeah, I am righteous, then you're going to have to show it. It's going to have to be outworked in everything that you do. Goodness should ooze out of you. You don't have to try to be good. It's just who you are. You are justified just as if you have never sinned. You carry a Christ-like character. You don't even have to say anything about it. You don't even have to say, look, I'm a Christian and I'm justified. Just by the way you are, the way you walk, the things you do, people will look at you and say, yes, he is justified. He's a son or a daughter of the living God. In the book of Job, Job is introduced to us as a person who is perfect in righteousness. Job 1. Verse 1, in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless, and he was upright, and he feared God, and he shunned evil. You know, there are some people, no matter how many times you place them among good people, You try to bring about transformation and restoration. I don't know if anyone has ever done that. You put them in a good church and you think something of the church is going to rub off them, onto them. Change will only come about by the transforming power of the Holy Spirit and through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, the blood of Jesus. He does a deep, deep, deep work in the inner man. And so as we endeavor to obey Christ, our inward nature is transformed. Unholy character traits such as anger, lying, and lusting are driven from us by the Spirit of God. And in its place, God fashions in us. He fashions in us love. He fashions in us joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When our inward nature is changed in this manner, the result is an outward righteousness of behavior. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Hallelujah. Are there any satisfied people here? Hallelujah. So we act in peace when we are provoked. We tell the truth when the truth is injurious to us. We turn away from temptation and we act in a Christ-like manner. Our natural righteousness will always fail under pressure. But the righteousness of Christ, which you carry, formed in you, will prevail against all oppositions, physical and spiritual. That's why I can stand up when that man was abusing me, and today I can be happy because I'm blessed. If you're a righteous person, you are blessed. If you're a righteous person, you can cause things. I don't know if you know that. If you're righteous, you can cause things to happen. You can affect things because of who you are in Christ, because of your position, because of your standing in Christ. Things will even happen for you when you pray. Do you know that? Yeah. Isn't that right, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely.
It will happen for you. If you're righteous, if you say that you're righteous, things will happen for you when you pray. That's why people will call you up. And they will say, pray for me. My sister, pray for me. Because they know that you are righteous. Because according to the word of God, in James chapter 5, 16, it says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and it's effective. That means when a righteous person begins to pray, if a sick person comes before him or her, they will be healed. Because you know what the Bible says? If you're righteous, you can command God. I don't know if you realize that. I'll prove it to you. Isaiah 45, 11. Concerning the work of my hand, command ye me. That's why this morning I was saying, we're going to declare, we're going to command Herman's healing. Because according to the word of God, it said that by his stripes, 2,000 years ago, that he shed on Calvary, he said, you are healed. And so, all I have to do is command God to do it. Hallelujah. If you're righteous this morning, you are blessed. You are happy. The blessings of Almighty God is upon you. You carry it. You carry the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Please stand to your feet. Our time is gone. You can know true happiness. Not happiness that lasts for a day or two, but you can know real happiness. blessings. That is the blessings of God. And I've got to tell you that there are people in church that are not happy. And people who will say that they are blessed, but they're not blessed. But you can know the blessing, the real blessings of God. Makes you rich. Carries no sorrow with it. Today, I want to release that into the gathering. I believe God is doing something right here. You can be satisfied. Be honest with yourself today. You're not satisfied. The insults that you receive, the persecutions that you have received, that has been hurled at you, you cannot take it anymore, and it is getting you down. Today, I'm going to release, in Jesus' name, the blessings of God upon you. It's going to make you rich. It's going to add no sorrow with it. Today's significance, I believe God is doing something in this place today. Lives are being transformed. I saw it in the spirit as we were worshiping. The transformation has taken place. Hallelujah. Just want you to raise your hands for me. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus, every person, God, who is down, who feel downtrodden, who feel broken, Lord, I speak restoration right now in Jesus' name. I speak it into this gathering. Every person, God, you saw them this morning as they worshipped you and you were pleased. Now, Lord, I release by the power of your spirit, I release your anointing for the blessings of God. They shall be blessed in every area. Their mornings will be blessed. Their afternoons will be blessed. Their evenings will be blessed. Their bodies will be blessed. Their business will be blessed. Everything pertaining to them shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the people of God just thank him right now. Just thank him for the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know if there's anybody here that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you would like some of what we have. Your life, you're just existing, but you want to know Jesus. If there's anybody that want to know Jesus today, just raise your hands, and I'm going to pray with you. Is there anybody that wants to know the Lord? Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for this word that has gone forth.